This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, how did our cattle trade today?
Leslie, it was a very, very disappointing day in the cattle complex. As we saw that higher cash trade last week in our feed yards, matter of fact, Nebraska was as high as 174.50. We saw a lot of 173 in the southern plains. We also saw a cattle on feed report that continued to show that we have tight supplies, even though the placement numbers came in a little higher than expected. None of that should have led to a market trading lower today like we saw. We saw this market open mix and trade lower till we saw triple-digit losses today. Box beef at midday, $1.18 higher on choice, $25 higher on selects, moved 39 loads. Saw kill today, estimate 115,000 head. December cattle down $1.40. February cattle down $2.12. January and March, almost all the other feeder contracts down the $3 limit. Feb lean hogs were a nickel higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
The Oklahoma FFA has raised another crop of champions, winners in several areas at this year's National FFA Convention. At the top of the list, the Star Farmer of America Award given to Zach Weichel of Cordell. National championship honors went to Cale Parker of Indianola for his victory in the National Creed Speaking Contest. And a pair of teams brought home national championships this year. Fairview FFA won in Ag Communications. Kingfisher FFA won the National Marketing Plan Contest. To learn more about the championship story of Oklahoma FFA, go to their website, okffa.org.
Tom, what's going on in the grain market?
Well, Leslie, it was not a good day for our grain complex either. News-wise, we saw export inspections disappointingly low for wheat and corn today, but very positive for the soybeans. Also, soybeans saw a sale reported this morning by the USDA to China. We also sold some soybean meal to Thailand, and an unknown bought some of our U.S. Milo. But other than that, no fresh news in the marketplace, but we saw mostly negative trade throughout the session, and we did see negative closes. On the close, March KC wheat down a penny and a quarter, July KC down 2.5 cents, March Chicago wheat down 4 cents, March and July corn were each down a nickel today, January soybeans closed 5.25 lower, March soybeans down 6.25, and March cotton 71 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.